The topic of tznius is a very broad topic with many, many halachas, many laws. I was asked to speak specifically about levushim, clothes, garments, and more specifically about the power of the garments, the garment code. Are there any powers to garments? Indeed. As we know, the whole union of clothes, that we have to wear garments, only began after Chet Eitz Hadas. Before Chet Eitz Hadas, there was no such a thing. People didn't Adam HaRishon and Chava, and if they wouldn't have sinned, but the Chet Eitz Hadas, people would have never had to wear any clothes. The whole union of garment only began with the Chet Eitz Hadas. The Chet Eitz Hadas not only brought it henceforth people have to wear garments, but also brought about the inyan fun misa. If Adam HaRishon wouldn't have sinned, people would have lived forever. Without Chet Eitz Hadas, no other sin would have ever occurred in the history of mankind. Chet or Egel is explained in Chazal. It's only because Adam HaRishon and Chava sinned with the Chet Eitz Hadas. Consequently, this brought about the Chet or Egel, which this in turn brought about Golus, what we are suffering already in one Golus, another Golus, in this long night of Golus. Everything began with the Chet Eitz Hadas. And Chet Eitz Hadas is called Eitz Hadas Tovara. It wasn't completely exclusively Ra, it was also something of good. Likewise, also in garments. There's a great inyan of toiv. Garments can bring to a person to a very high level of ruchnius and goodness, just like the Eitz Hadas. On the other hand, garments, chas v'sholom, rachmon l'tzlom, if not, they are not kosher garments, can bring a ra, just like the Chet Eitz Hadas and Chet Egel. This is what, if a person doesn't wear proper garments, since the garments come from Chet Eitz Hadas, this is the consequence. And let me cite some examples. Yankev Avinu. As you know, the Oves HaKdoshim, the Alter Rebbe in Tanya, the Bet Merkove, for Avrom and for Chesed, not simple Chesed, but Chesed of Atzilus, Chesed Ein Sof, to the extent that the Midah of Chesed is brought on Yechsides from Sefer HaBoyer, which even preceded the Zohar. Adam, the Midah of Chesed of Atzilus, the sphere of Chesed, complained to the Eibishter, was envious. Since Avraham Avinu came around, I don't have to do anything of Chesed. Avraham Avinu does everything instead of me. Chesed of Atzilus, which is Ein Sof, Avraham Avinu substituted this Madrega of Chesed. Yitzchak was the Merkove of Gvure, of Yiras Hashem, and Yankov, Tiferes is Midas of Emes. Yankov is the Midas of Emes. And not only the Emes of Atzilus, but as the Torah tells us, Titen Emes Le Yankov. Eibishter gave extra Emes to Yankov to the extent Alter Rebbe asks in Tanya, Chi Ein Emes Be Yankov? Just like Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvure, Avraham Yankov is Emes. So why does the Torah have to say Titen Emes Le Yankov, Vechi Ein Emes Be Yankov, the Alter Rebbe asks? And the Alter Rebbe answers, Yankov was the Pchilushe Be'ovos, he surpassed in Madrege both Avraham and Yitzchak, and he not only had the Emes of Ishtashus till Atzilus, which simply terms means, which humanly, a tzaddik, a kodesh, can attain the madrig of emes. The Eibishter gave for Yankov Avinu emes completely higher than ishtashelus, higher than atzilus, beyond the capacity of any person to be able to attain it, achieve it on his own. This is the madrig of Yankov. Titan emes, which is even higher, the highest madrig of atzilus or ishtashelus, which humanly possible. So this is the madrig of Yankov Avinu emes. So then we can ask the question, if Avraham Yankov is not only the epitome of Emes, human Emes, but higher